Chapter 4, Atoms, Elements, and the Periodic Table, Section 3, Compounds and Mixtures, from the textbook. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn to identify the characteristics of a compound. You'll also learn to compare and contrast the different types of mixtures. Why it's important. The food you eat, the materials you use, and all matter can be classified by compounds or mixtures. Your review vocabulary is the word formula. It shows which elements and how many atoms of each make up a compound. And your new vocabulary words are substance, compound, and mixture. Page 113, substances. Scientists classify matter in several ways that depend on what it is made of and how it behaves. For example, matter that has the same composition and properties throughout is called a substance. Elements such as a bar of gold or a sheet of aluminum are substances. So when different elements combine, other substances are formed. Compounds. What do you call the colorless liquid that flows from the kitchen faucet? You probably call it water, but maybe you've seen it written as H2O. The elements hydrogen and oxygen exist as separate colorless gases. However, these two elements can combine, as shown in Figure 18, to form the compound water, which is different from the elements that make it up. A compound is a substance whose smallest unit is made up of atoms of more than one element bonded together. Compounds often have properties that are different from the elements that make them up. Water is distinctly different from the elements that make it up. It is also different from another compound made from the same elements. Have you ever used hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, to disinfect a cut? This compound is a different combination of hydrogen and oxygen and has different properties from those of water. Water is a non-irritating liquid that is used for bathing, drinking, cooking, and much more. In contrast, hydrogen peroxide carries warnings on its labels, such as keep hydrogen peroxide out of the eyes. Although it is useful in solutions for cleaning contact lenses, it is not safe for your eyes as it comes from the bottle. Figure 18 caption, a space shuttle is powered by the reaction between liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen. The reaction produces a large amount of energy and the compound water. Explain why a car that burns hydrogen rather than gasoline would be friendly to the environment. Page 114, compounds have formulas. What's the difference between water and hydrogen peroxide? H2O is the chemical formula for water, and H2O2 is the formula for hydrogen peroxide. The formula tells you which elements make up a compound, as well as how many atoms each element are present. Look at figure 19. The subscript number written below and to the right of each element's symbol tells you how many atoms of that element exist in one unit of that compound. For example, hydrogen peroxide has two atoms of hydrogen and two atoms of oxygen. Water is made up of two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. Carbon dioxide, CO2, is another common compound. Carbon dioxide is made up of one atom of carbon and two atoms of oxygen. Carbon and oxygen also can form the compound carbon monoxide, CO, which is a gas that is poisonous to all warm-blooded animals. As you can see, no subscript is used when only one atom of an element is present. A given compound always is made of the same elements in the same proportion. For example, water always has two hydrogen atoms for every oxygen atom, no matter what the source of the water is. No matter what quantity of the compound you have, the formula of the compound always remains the same. If you have 12 atoms of hydrogen and 6 atoms of oxygen, the compound is still written H2O, but you have 6 molecules of H2O. So 6H2O, not H12O6. The formula of a compound communicates its identity and makeup to any scientist in the world. Figure 19 caption, the elements hydrogen and oxygen can form two compounds, water and hydrogen peroxide. Note the differences in their structure. Reading check at the bottom of page 114. Propane has 3 carbon and 8 hydrogen atoms. What is its chemical formula? Page 115, mixtures. When two or more substances, elements, or compounds come together but don't combine to make a new substance, a mixture results. Unlike compounds, the proportions of the substances in a mixture can be changed without changing the identity of the mixture. For example, if you put some sand into a bucket of water, you have a mixture of sand and water. If you add more sand or more water, it's still a mixture of sand and water. Its identity has not changed. Air is another mixture. Air is a mixture of nitrogen, oxygen, and other gases, which can vary at different times and places. Whatever their proportion of gases, it is still air. Even your blood is a mixture that can be separated, as shown in Figure 20, by a machine called a centrifuge. Figure 20, the caption, the layers in this blood sample include plasma, platelets, white blood cells, and red blood cells. Page 116. Your blood is a mixture made up of elements and compounds. It contains white blood cells, red blood cells, water, and a number of dissolved substances. The different parts of blood can be separated and used by doctors in different ways. The proportions of the substances in your blood change daily, but the mixture does not change its identity. Separating mixtures. Sometimes you use a liquid to separate a mixture of solids. For example, if you add water to a mixture of sugar and sand, only the sugar dissolves in the water. The sand then can be separated from the sugar and water by pouring the mixture through a filter. Heating the remaining solution will separate the water from the sugar. At other times, separating a mixture of solids of different sizes might be as easy as pouring them through successively smaller sieves or filters. A mixture of marbles, pebbles, and sand could be separated in this way. Page 117, homogeneous or heterogeneous. Mixtures such as the ones shown in Figure 21 can be classified as homogeneous or heterogeneous. Homogeneous means the same throughout. You can't see the different parts in this type of mixture. In fact, you might not always know that homogeneous mixtures are mixtures because you can't tell by looking. Which mixtures in Figure 21 are homogeneous? No matter how closely you look, you can't see the individual parts that make up air or the parts of the mixture called brass in the lamps shown. Homogeneous mixtures can be solids, liquids, or gases. A heterogeneous mixture has larger parts that are different from each other. You can see the different parts of a heterogeneous mixture, such as sand and water. How many heterogeneous mixtures are in Figure 21? A pepperoni and mushroom pizza is a tasty kind of heterogeneous mixture. Other examples of this kind of mixture include tacos, vegetable soup, a toy box full of toys, or a toolbox full of nuts and bolts. Section 3 review, summary. Substances. A substance can be either an element or compound. A compound contains more than one kind of element bonded together. A chemical formula shows which elements and how many atoms of each make up a compound. Mixtures. A mixture contains substances that are not chemically bonded together. There are many ways to separate mixtures based on their physical properties. Homogeneous mixtures are those that are the same throughout. These types of mixtures can be solids, liquids, or gases. Heterogeneous mixtures have larger parts that are different from each other. That ends section 3 of chapter 4, compounds and mixtures.